Hey, it's the boys. We back. PS and BS, episode 23. Man, shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to all the IG followers. And if you haven't already, man, go show some support and follow the Instagram page at PS and BS POD. Man, today we're going to be sharing to the listeners why do we play games and other gaming news. And of course, some BS. But before all that, let me see what my guy's been up to. Hey, Biggs, what's good?
Yo, you already know what it is. It's your boy, Biggs, most lovable one in the crew. You know when you hear this voice, you start feeling funny, getting certain butterflies in your stomach, you hear the recipe boy, but all right, another episode, PSBS. All right, let's get it. So, what has Biggs been playing? Well, I'm going to start it off by piggybacking on what I said last week about starting up Monster Hunter. Steals. We're going to play, all right? We're going to play.
I re-downloaded that shit just for you.
Yeah, we're going to play. I haven't even done anything yet. I actually haven't played the game in like 3 days because I've been on homework shit. Shout out Algebra. Fuck that. Yeah, but, Monster. I've been hitting Monster Hunter. And actually, I didn't think I'd like it the way I do. Like, I didn't think I would even be open to playing it and the gameplay style and stuff, but it's actually pretty good. I'm enjoying it for what I've played so far. But a big thing that I just kind of started up, something I've been wanting to play for a while ever since I tried the stress test about a month ago, is Temtem. And if you don't know what Temtem is, it's like a Pokemon clone, but it's a MMORPG.
Oh, you have to play that?
So, yeah, because it's early access out right now.
Tell me about it, man.
So, yeah. When after Lex's Game of the Week segment, I'm going to give you a little quick hot take on that. But, yeah, that's what I've been playing.
Cool. All right, Lex.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Lex here. Statman, a.k.a. Elite Geek, a.k.a. Zeus, a.k.a. Oh, man. I got so many a.k.a.s.
What the fuck? We got Almighty and Zeus. I went to the gym and forgot what I did.
I've been
Xander Kane.
Xander Kane, that's right. Xander Kane. It's my studio name. Anyways.
Jubei. I gotta keep your list 40?
Yeah, you're right. You brought that up. That was good.
Lex talking about Zeus and I'm like,
well, I've finished Star Trek Discovery on ABC All Access. Excellent season finale. Can't wait for season 3. And I've been heavy into my Game of the Week, which I will share later. And I've also been checking out a few trailers, which we will discuss later as well.
All right, cool. Steals.
What's good? You know, you already know. Steals 1682, resident fat boy in the building, hitting the sticks all day, every day. And you know what? I'm going to add another name. That's right. The Freestyle Maestro. What is that? That's right. The podcast off the top of the dome. For those of you who don't know, I don't take notes. I don't write shit. Every episode's just been freestyle because I'm nice like that. All right. Anyway, I'll add that name in the further episodes coming up forth.
All right.
What have I been playing? I don't know. It's been weird. These last couple of weeks, it's just been nothing but nostalgia. I mean, still bringing back the Call of Duty. And, you know, I don't want to put too much into it. You know, I don't want to take away from Biggs' news later. But, you know, they came out with this Battle Pass. And old school Russ is back in. So we've been hitting that hardcore. They brought back the UMP. Of course, they called it something else. But the UMP 45 is back. Yeah, so I've been hitting that up. Like Big said, I got excited with this Monster Hunter shit, so I actually re-downloaded it and went in there just to check some things out, running around with my little cat, you know, just seeing where things were at, getting affiliated with the buttons again, how to change stuff and this and that. I also played like 30 seconds of Destiny. I don't know. Every once in a while, I get on a little run where like I just put it down for a couple months and then I catch up. But you know,
no,
I've just been playing some older stuff. You know, got me a hockey game I haven't played in years. You know, a little 2K. A lot of older shit. Nothing new. Still no Borderlands, surprisingly.
That's it?
Where you been at, Trav? Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man. It's your boy, Trav. One, a.k.a. the almighty. Real... The real 2K. The real 2K game.
That's part of your name now, too?
I'm the putting that on 2K? My back now, man. The real 2K, man.
Oh, hey. My God.
Hey, but I've been... Low-key, I mean, last time I've been on the games, Division, man. I don't know what got me back on there. Oh, my brother, he was like, let's get on Division. We got it back in them streets, man. The game still feels good. They made a lot of, it seems like they've been doing a lot of changes since I've been on there. And it seemed like it kind of like something weird happened. I don't want to take from the other news, but we played the game and then some news broke. So it was almost
like it was destined. Yeah. The boys
were
back.
Right. It's a little weird. Yeah. We didn't plan for it. We literally booted it up. I forgot to mention that. And the shit said, hey, tomorrow's about to be lit.
I forgot to mention that for myself, too. That was another game. I jumped in the chat party. These boys were on Division Hard, and then Biggs jumped in saying, wait a minute, are we hitting the streets? I'm like, oh, shit. Am I going to have to go back in my library to look for this game? That's how far back it's been since I played that
Straight up.
Yeah, I actually had to buy it. Again, it's dirt cheap right now. Yep. It's $2 for the standard version.
If you don't own the game and you're listening to this podcast, spend the little $3 and get the game.
Yeah.
It's at a bare minimum. If you don't buy the expansion in the future or whatever, just buy. It's a good $3. You're going to get money's worth.
But, the game's great. The game's great.
But all that being said, man, we're going to go to our new segment. Lex, bring it in for us.
All right. Another week, another game.
This one's
a little tricky, guys. I'm conflicted. I was conflicted about recommending this one. But gameplay is king, and that's the most important thing to me. So, my game of the week for this week is Wolfenstein Youngblood.
Yo, woo! so wait, go no further. What the hell, Lex? Didn't I send you the picture?
And that's why I downloaded it, yes.
All right, well, the point is to download it with me. With me.
I was going
to
say, like...
Download it with me. Play it with me.
I thought you were focusing on Final Fantasy, man. I was right next to it.
That game is a co-op pushed game.
Man. I know. Hey, listen. We're going to play the game.
Like
I'm not worried.
Low-key, me and Biggs were supposed to play it, but Biggs never bought it, so I never bought it.
Okay, so, listen.
Sounds like Monster Hunter.
All right.
I thought you were talking about Final Fantasy. Really, I didn't even think you'd be in Wolfenstein. But okay, the gameplay is great, guys. The writing is a little cringeworthy. The two main characters, Sophia and Jess, their dialogue is very cringy.
No, it really is.
Like fucking A, sis.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Fucking A, dude.
Yeah. It's throwing up gang signs.
Yeah, dude. It's.
Hold on, they was throwing up gang signs. Wow.
They're doing like devil horns. They're doing devil horns, like for devil horns, like rock devil horns.
And it gives you a buff. Okay. It gives the other person a buff.
Yeah, I mean there's some heavier RPG elements to customizing stuff and your character quote unquote build, but honestly, it's just different skins on the girls. They don't really have anything specific that sets them apart.
No,
you can do whatever. But the story, the overall story is interesting. Obviously, BJ's daughters, 20 years after the New Colossus. That premise was great. That's why I was excited about it. But if you can play this game, ignore the main character's dialogue at times. Just focus on the gameplay, which is fantastic as usual. It runs beautiful. You got a solid shooter, man. And it's on Game Pass.
I mean,
obviously,
all
it's on the other
games are really a solid shooter. So if you haven't even, that's a real disjustice if you haven't even touched those games.
But
current gen.
This reboot of the Wolfenstein series hung its head on the dialogue too, and the story and the way it was presented. And this one's just
it's not here for that. Like I don't think Youngblood is here for delivering a narrative. It really is when it comes down to that. Like I've played it with a friend, and it's just we went all night. No homo.
Right. We went all night. Great. It's great. Oh, it's great for co-op and definitely a good shooter. So Wolfenstein Youngblood, ignore the cringeworthy dialogue from the ladies. Yeah. After the 15th fucking Asus, you're pretty much, I'm done. I was done. I was like, okay. I'd rather have a silent protagonist on this one. Let's go Monster Hunter style.
Chill. Jeez. I don't think I could do that. I don't know. I don't really know.
All right, man. Sheesh.
All right, game of the week. Wolfenstein Youngblood. I mean, I'm backing that. I'm behind that. So.
Yep.
So, it's on me. Trav, you said you wanted to hear about Temtem.
Yes.
The Pokemon clone.
Yes, I want to talk. I want to see who's getting sued this week. But go ahead.
First things first. I believe it is coming out on all platforms, if not most. But early access is only on PC, so that's what I played it on. So, you know, don't be mad at me, all right? PC shit. Temtem is exactly like Pokemon. It's not trying to water down the fact that they are a Pokemon clone. They kind of embrace it, actually.
The font is fucking Pokemon.
Right. It's pretty blatantly clear that, hey, we're ripping off Pokemon, but look at what we're going to do with it.
Right. Take it to another level.
Right. I'm not here to say that it's going to surpass it. I'm not here to say it's going to blow Pokemon out the water. I am here to say, however, that the couple of hours I've played on Temtem, I've enjoyed more than a lot of the hours I played on Sword and Shield. It looks a lot better. It runs a lot smoother. Even though it's early access, not too many of the online functions are available yet. But even in that,
MMO elements.
Yeah, it's still early access, so you got like a bunch of areas and features that are like, oh, work in progress or whatever, this and that. But you can run around with the people in the world and like duel against their teams and do that kind of thing. But if it doesn't do any damage to Game Freak and Pokemon, what it is gonna do at least is put them on their toes. Like
They're
gonna be like, all right, so now we gotta push. They're gonna push the envelope, like. Yeah. We got to do something to Sword and Shield or to the next installment that's going to be get these people like, yo, who is Temtem? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we were here. You know what I'm saying? We were here first. So they really got to, unless, you know, if that means them throwing out an MMO themselves or, you know, them just.
They don't have to. It's going to be a launch title for the Nintendo Switch Pro, man, coming soon, man. 24.
Right. They're pretty much going to have to do something like that because this early access started, I believe, the end of January, and it's already got on Steam like 20,000 very positive reviews.
Right.
It's like top rated right now on Steam, period. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, people are loving this game.
Yeah, and it is going to come to other platforms. It is coming to PS4. It is coming to Xbox and all the, I think even probably even Switch, I think. But,
Man, but what does your cousin Biggs always tell you, though, man? You're bringing up Switch again. What's your cousin Biggs always tell you? It's coming to Switch, but the burning question is, can the Switch handle this game? Can it?
The Switch is going to be hot.
Don't plug in and play. If you plug it in and play at the same time, it's going to be a volcanic eruption in your fucking palms.
Yep, don't do that.
And the reason why I didn't really take Temtem really serious when I first heard about it is because, I mean, if you looked in your phone and like the game store on your phone, there's a lot of Pokemon-ish MMOs knockoffs, clear, blatant knockoffs on your phone. It's just weird that they have them and nobody says nothing about them. So I'm glad that somebody took them and kind of polished it and put it out like this.
Yeah, no, it runs great. I actually run with my build. It's kind of impressive, but I actually run on a solid 90 frames a second.
Nice.
So it's pretty solid. It's super smooth. The animations for the attacks are great. The aesthetic itself is going to keep me playing, and I haven't even dipped into the story yet. So that's Temtem. It's looking pretty lit. Something that is looking lit, but I am kind of on the fence on. However, switching gears over to Outriders, the
Square Enix
looter shooter, debuting on the PS5 by Square Enix. You know, those are my people. You know what I'm saying? That boy Nomura. I mean, I know he's probably not behind this, but that's my boy.
Squeenix.
Squeenix. Squaresoft.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
I don't know, man. I don't know. When I saw this, you know, I don't think I like the fact that it's a looter shooter.
My question is, did you see the gameplay today?
Yeah. Yes. Okay, the whole boss fight. First of all, it looks aggravating. Like, it looks like you won't have fun. Like, if you're fighting the person that I was looking at them fighting, it sounds like you're not even going to have a good time. That's what it looked like.
It looked a little nuts.
It looked like you about to be streaming.
Also didn't look as pop. Like, I remember seeing the trailer that I was jumping up and down for early in the week. But the trailer compared to what I actually saw gameplay-wise was a little off a little bit.
Cinematics, man.
Wait, this is a PS5 game?
Also, this isn't PS5. It's not PS5 hardware, obviously. So
Okay.
It's a PS4/PS5 game, so it is going to be cross.
I was about to say, pack it up.
She said, pack it up. God. Holiday 2020, man.
Right. Outriders. I don't think I really like the fact that it's a looter shooter. I feel like doing a looter shooter-esque game as a launch title for a new console is super, like, the first thing I think of is, like, Warframe. You know what I'm saying? And that's a free-to-play. So it's like, it's kind of just like some junk to throw out. And I hate to think of it like that, but that's kind of how it comes off.
I was going to say, I mean, normally they don't really, when a system comes out, you don't really put out your best shit off top. You kind of play with new IPs and, you know, or bring back an old IP just with a little spinoff kind of deal, but you don't really.
I'm curious to know who, I haven't read too much about it, but I'm curious who's working on this game.
It's the guys who made Bulletstorm. Okay. And they left Epic.
All right.
And this is their first game out of Square Enix.
So there's definitely a pedigree there because Bulletstorm was a very solid game.
You're right, right. So
very fun game. Unique mechanics and stuff.
Yeah, so they
you know somebody getting sued, right?
Oh, for sure.
Somebody getting sued.
Everybody's getting sued nowadays.
Yo, look, when I watched the cinematic trailer, that whole beginning when they started telling about the basis of the game on, like, the background of the story, instantly went, that's the 100. The show from the 100.
The show?
Like, yeah, that's the same shit. Oh, we living up here in the space because Earth isn't habitable, but we're running out of air, so we have to test the waters. They go down to Earth, and then they find out there's all these clans and shit, and crazy animals and stuff that they gotta fucking battle and shit.
Right. Okay, now I'm gonna watch that show. Now I'm gonna watch that show. That's the 100.
Oh, hold on. Oh, that show's amazing. Seen the 100?
No. Dude, listen.
Hold up. All I gotta say, Octavia.
I have limited time, so my show. I'm very picky about my shows. I'll give it a shot.
Give it a shot, man.
Bro,
I do.
Bro, man, Netflix.
I know.
Once you see Octavia, like a fucking thug out there in the woods. Oh my god, bro.
All right,
bro.
I'll give it a shot.
So yeah, between this and Godfall, like I don't know. Like two looter shooter esque games. I don't know. That's not sitting too well with me. And I know, like, that makes me almost not too excited about getting a PlayStation 5 off rip. Not saying these games are going to be bad, but
okay.
I don't know. Nothing's really selling me.
The reason why I got hope is because this is not the games that are coming out of the forefront saying this is a PlayStation 5 exclusive. Like, I think
But Outriders is a launch.
Yeah, it's coming out with a launch, but it's coming out on PlayStation 4 as well.
Here's the thing about these games. I think what's going to push these games, what the marketing they're going to push as we get deeper into the development cycle, I think it's going to be these new systems can do more with these online games. What are they going to put into these games to attract us who play online games? What are they going to do? What little quality of life things are they going to put in this game to make it like, oh, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's going to be, like I said, further down development as we know more about these games. I'm not excited for any of these games at all. I already know exactly what I want so far, and I haven't seen it yet, which is great. because that gives me hope. No, I know exactly the game I want, and I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay.
I know it doesn't make sense to you, but I want to. I want to see. Obviously, I want to see Cyberpunk.
Oh, okay.
And PS5 on PS5. Cyberpunk done on PS5. That's what I want.
I mean, they right already now. Came out and said that they haven't. But the Rockstar said the same shit about GTA 5. So I'm
oh my God! You know it's there. These guys. You know that's the corporate talk. They got to say that. They always say this. What's the line? At this time, we don't have plans for that.
Correct.
That's the corporate line.
They would be a fool if they don't do it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, somebody in the background is texting them, "Yo, we got the beta for the PS5 version ready to go right now."
Say no more.
So yeah. So we'll see. We'll see about these games. I agree with Biggs. I'm like meh right now.
Yeah. I'm not. I haven't seen any game for the next gen that I'm like.
But that's how it is. It's always like that. It was for every system was like that. Until Uncharted came out, damn it.
I'm not going to lie. I was geek for Infamous Second Son, and I was geek for... What is it? Killzone? The launch shot of Killzone for PS4?
Yeah, Killzone was great. Yeah, Killzone was great. Yeah, but...
Yeah, Killzone was good until the last one. I wasn't a huge fan of Shadowfall.
Nothing was going on at Sony.
I mean, that was a launch shot. It was my first Killzone, so I'm not compared to nothing.
Nothing was going on with these...
the ones before that were better.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the ones before that were good. They were very good. They were all good, man. They're all good. Right. I don't have an issue with that. Bring back Resistance, please.
Sheesh. Yes,
I second that.
Sheesh.
Even on a remastered or something like that. Just please. Bring it back.
Please.
All right, man. Hope none of those games get snubbed because y'all over here begging for them.
Right. That was my hot take on Temtem and my hot take on Outriders. So cool. That's me.
All right, man. Lex.
All right, guys. So whether you care about it or not, the Oscars were earlier this week or last week. And as predicted, Joaquin Phoenix won for Best Actor for Joker. At this point, he has dominated the award season. He has won the Oscar, the Golden Globes, the Screen Actors Guild Awards, the Critics' Choice Awards, and the BAFTAs. He has won every single award ceremony. Yeah, give it up, Joaquin. I can't recall anybody else who's done for playing the Joker. Yeah. So another guy who...
I still haven't seen it.
What?
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, I never got that invite to the PS&BS night out.
It wasn't a PS&BS.
It wasn't a PS&BS. That wasn't even it wasn't even in infancy. I didn't even know.
It was somebody brought it up at work. And we ended up there.
Yeah. It was me trying to put up together a movie crew.
And I can guarantee you we brought it up after 1 o'clock. So you was already out of there.
Definitely.
Yeah, I remember calling
him. No, actually y'all did bring it up, but I already had plans that weekend.
Okay, so see, you snubbed us.
That's why I couldn't go.
There you go. Another news also in the Oscars, the movie Parasite won Best Picture, Best Director, Best Foreign Language Film, and Best Original Screenplay.
Damn, I didn't know Safari won that.
Parasite? Safari?
Yeah, he got a song out called Parasite.
No, man. Oh, my God. Wow. Completely over my head.
Bro, what is Trav saying, bro?
Yeah, I know, dude. You almost broke me right now. Because I had no idea what the hell you were talking about.
What?
Whoa.
Strat!
Anyways.
Uh-oh.
I'm curious about Parasite. Just let me give you the premise real quick. It's a poor family who's employed by a wealthy family, and they infiltrate their household posing as unrelated, high-qualified individuals. It's a dark comedy thriller. Whatever. Okay. It won a bunch of awards. Yeah.
Yeah, when I went to GameStop, they were actually talking about that, and one of the person went and saw it, and they said it was really good.
Okay. There you go. All right.
Check it out on Netflix. Cool.
Yeah, definitely. And last but not least, now this is some nerd shit right here.
Breaking news.
100% nerd shit. If somebody came up to me and said, "Lex, do you want to see something?" And I'll say, "What?" And they'll say, "Do you want to see a camera teaser test trailer for Batman? Robert Pattinson in the Batsuit." I will say fuck no. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. A camera test teaser trailer. Where are we now with these things? What's next? Robert Pattinson's first trip to the bathroom in the bat suit?
Chill. They're gonna show him signing the contract.
Yo, hey
man,
they gotta
get the teaser for the teasers, man.
The ridiculousness. Look, they're already doing trailers before trailers. Don't get me started on that.
This is how I take a shit in the suit.
Well, there's a zipper at the bottom, and I unzip it, and I just go.
But you guys don't see that in the movie. Yeah. Editing, movie magic.
Number three on trending.
Holy Jesus Christ. Shit.
Yeah, guys, it's getting ridiculous. Listen, just show the fucking trailer. Stop with this camera. I can't even say that without laughing. Camera, teaser, test, trailer. Yeah, it's not coming out to 2021. They're showing him walking around with a red light over him in the bat suit, just staring at the camera. Hi. He doesn't even say anything. He's just looking at the camera.
And why it look like the suit don't fit him? Like, they still got to refit it for him or something.
That's what I'm saying, man. This is all that's going to do. People are just going to make fun of this guy.
Like,
my God.
Damn.
Triggered. We don't need it.
Wow. Triggered.
We don't need it. Yeah, dude. We don't need it. Stop it. Guaranteed tomorrow, 2 million views. Watch.
Probably, I can bet on that.
Not me. I stopped halfway. Does it still count?
Yes.
Shit. Damn it. I only saw it because you said something.
Because I saw the same video you saw, and I'm like, what is the camera going to do?
I'm narrating a 40-second clip of some guy in a bat suit under a red light.
Yeah, like, I thought the camera was actually going to do something. Like, the camera was going to do something different. Like, there's a new way that they're filming this or something. That's what I thought. Yeah, no, camera test.
Some guy was like, dude, you look so cool.
360
can we film
camera.
It?
I thought it was a 360 fucking camera or something. Like, some weird shit. So that's why I clicked it.
Anyways, that's it. Yeah. That's it. I'm done.
Before we jump into the
main. I know what the red light's for.
Oh, God.
Hold on. It's Valentine's Day tomorrow. This is just a Valentine's tease for us.
That shit is
That'll be the re-upload will be called that.
Yo, that's a made-up holiday, bro. All right?
Oh, God.
It don't mean
Here we go with
Friday.
The rich again.
Tomorrow's payday.
It sounds like Sprockets. That sounds like Sprockets. Jeez.
Yo,
hey, I'm
that sounds like
payday.
It's Friday. Yeah.
Baby, I'm calling out.
Hey, guys, I'm calling an audible right now. Sprockets, Valentine's Day.
Sprockets, wow. That's going to hit home. Before we jump into the main topic of discussion here, I want to bring something up. And I think it has a steals. It's really a conversation between me and you. If you recall, a couple episodes back, I'm not even trying to plan this out or whatever, but I really don't know if it was you I was talking to about it. But we were talking, or Taco Bell had came up in some conversation. Taco Bell. You eat Taco Bell, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Were you the one who told me to get the cheesy gordita crunch?
Yes, I was.
Yo.
You're new number one, right? I'm telling you, son.
Yo, I went.
Just hit hard.
The weekend that just passed. I went. I think it was Friday night. Got the gordita crunch. You know, got the other shit I usually get. Man, I was back there by noon, man. Another gordita crunch, man. Let's get it.
Bro, I used to have my little Taco Bell
menu. That
shit is
so good.
I had my Taco Bell menu, too. And my boy that I play Call of Duty with, his gamer's tag is Decepticon Killer. He lives up in Philly. We were talking about Taco Bell just like that, random. He goes, nah, bro, the best thing on the menu, crunch.
Yo.
Gordita, cheesy gordita crunch. You got it. So I went and I ordered my normal rip of shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Throw in there one of those cheesy gordita crunch.
That's exactly what I did.
Yo, ever since then, I get like three of them bitches. That's like the that's like the majority. Of them.
No, that shit is so good, bro. I say yeah. I think Steel's the one who told me about this. Yeah, that shit is good.
Slide, yes.
Man. Yeah. Whoa. Tell me the ingredients. What are the ingredients?
Shit.
Okay, so
cheese.
It's like a gordita. It's like a gordita wrap, like a shell, like the soft shell, like for a gordita. So it's really soft. And then they have a hard shell in the middle.
Okay.
And then they have the regular meat and the cheese and stuff like that. But then they put like this Santa Fe type sauce on it, bro.
It's the sauce. It's the definitely the sauce that sold me. But you're naming everything that Lex can't eat right now.
I know.
Right. So I don't even know why he asked.
They have because maybe they have a chicken version. Maybe they have a chicken version.
Yeah. I think you can get chicken. I think you can get your choice between beef, chicken, or steak. If I'm not mistaken.
There you go.
I just always get beef. I think. Don't quote me on that. I think.
I'm not going to go. Don't worry about it.
It's so good. You get the soft, and then the crunch, and then the meat, and then the sauce.
No, it was good. It was good as hell. Yes. I wanted to bring it up here because I'm Bell, sure we talked about it here. So I wanted to bring it back up here.
You can be our first sponsor. I'll get paid in the Cordita crunches. I'm good with that.
Mail them. In the cooler. Let's get it.
That takes care of two people. What about the other two?
Well, shit.
I'm not splashing water on my face.
Jeez, chill.
Whoa.
No.
Yeah, that was wild.
That's an inside.
That was wild.
Wow.
That was wild. Hey,
shout out to all the streamers, man. Shout out to all the streamers, man.
Stream life.
Yeah, shout out to them boys, man. We're about to invade y'all territory sooner or later, but shout out to y'all boys.
Gee. who's trying to kick off the main? Who do we got here jotted down for?
Hold on, before we go for the main, man. Doomsday draft, man. We got to say the winner, man. Last week, man. Big boy. The draft.
Last week
and the results are in.
Last week, if you didn't know, which you should know, because come on, man, everybody listened to that episode. Let's get it
straight up.
We had a draft pick on a doomsday scenario. What PlayStation characters would you take with you into a doomsday type of apocalypse, and how would y'all survive? We did a whole draft pick, and we put it out on the IG for you guys to vote on whose team was y'all favorites, whose team y'all thought was the best, and the results. Are in. The winner of the first official PSNBS draft doomsday scenario is the resident Fat Boy.
What?
There you go.
Steels took the cake. Yes, I'm not going to say it was because of Goku, but Steels took the cake. but we do have a fan favorite. Steels won the poll, but we do have a fan favorite. We have a fan favorite in the house.
Yeah, Steels got the delegates, but we have the popular vote coming up.
Yeah, we do have the popular vote. Yeah. The popular vote, the people's choice, went to the almighty Trav.
CJ, man, shout out to you, man.
Yeah,
I think CJ got you all the
when it became a popularity vote.
CJ, bro, all the way.
See, what happened was, like, he opened up his holodex, right, and then he just went back into like his old shit. He just started hitting up all these people,
all the old flames.
He opened up the yearbook.
More likes than followers. Let's go.
Not even the flames, yo.
He opened up the yearbook, started scrolling in the back.
Oh yeah, to keep
in touch.
I just want to
know how he goes.
Keep in touch.
Yes.
How he goes from last place with like 12 likes overnight to 90.
Yeah, travels up all night doing surveys.
Sam, I went to. After I saw you and Biggs and Lex's had like the top numbers of likes, so I looked at mine. I'm like, oh, I'm tapped out. You know, I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
I'm surprised I got anything. I'm a ghost on IG.
Then I woke up, and I'm like, and you can ask my girl. I'm like, I woke up and I was like at 60 or something, and then she made me breakfast, and I was at 80. Then we watched the show. I'm at 90. I said, wait a minute, man.
I was like, yo, what the hell? Listen,
you that posted shit hit the that Explorer shit to the story four times on
that
Saturday.
Shit hit the Explorer page. That shit hit the... And I'm trying to break the record.
My shit goes off and it says, oh, Trav added to his story. I clicked on it. Vote for me. I'm like, oh my God. How many times are you going to be asking people
but
to vote for you?
But technically those posts didn't work because his votes wasn't shit.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
His votes weren't shit. So technically all them posts didn't even work.
That's what I'm saying, man. That shit was weird, man. We get all the likes.
I don't even know what to say about that. That's just... I saw it too. It says,
IG followers, if you hit our page, please do simple things for us. Like the pictures, follow the page. If you like it, follow the page. Please. That's all we ask.
Yeah, add one of them to your story. Click the little paper plane icon at the bottom of the picture and press add to story. You know what I'm saying? It's that easy. Yeah, it's that easy. Get your people's eyes on our stuff.
And don't forget to subscribe. Subscribe. Please subscribe.
Yes. Tune into the episodes. Listen to us. We're pretty cool, right? We're decent.
Black History Month.
You
want to
play games, motherfucker?
You owe me. White people, you owe me.
Day.
Oh my God, we just lost
edit points.
Oh Lord.
So why do we play games?
Yeah, for real. That's an amazing segue into
don't apologize, subscribe.
Yeah,
that's a great segue.
I was actually
going to
say something legit and like thank people, and then y'all went off the deep end and shit.
Lex segued into
it was nice to see Black History Month. But
Yeah. That we got a lot of engagement on the IG page off of that. So
I really liked seeing, even though every time my phone pinged, which was like 9 million times that weekend, it was Trav got a like, Trav got a like, Trav got a like, Trav got a like. I'm like, God damn,
damn,
what the fuck.
Yeah. I will say that was a very very
Biggs got a like. That was like, okay, but it was really cool to see.
But we all got
a lot of traffic.
Yeah,
it was a fun episode.
Just to give y'all some numbers real quick, just a quick little number stat. Before the whole idea of the scenario and the draft pick, we were looking at, like, for the IG page, we had like 20 or so profile visits in that last week that wow. happened. And looking at it now, within the last 7 days, we've had 106.
Woo!
So the topic, the tags, the episode definitely brought traffic to the page.
It definitely skyrocketed.
You gotta hit that explore page, baby.
Yeah. So that was an amazing thing we did, and we're gonna pretty much do one every month, right? We agreed on
that. Hell yeah, man. We doing that.
Yeah. And not to spoil anything, but the next one's been decided. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, I'm winning that off top.
The next one is right. Decided.
Well, I gotta defend my championship, bro.
Yeah, no, I'm coming for you this time. With this
if one. You thought CJ did something,
Oh Lord, here we go. You really gonna implement Tony Hawk this time?
Sheesh.
No, man. It's custom, man. It's custom made, man. All right. Lex, man, bring the topic in for us, man.
Okay. The topic. Why do we play games? Pretty simple. This will give us a little backstory on the history of our gaming, so we can kind of just discuss it. And there's going to be a lot of interesting stories here. I thought it would be fun to kind of just talk about why we play. That's something I think everybody should ask themselves.
Right.
Kind of take a little trip down memory lane, kind of see how why do we do this. So right. I guess I'm first, right?
Yeah.
Or somebody else? Me?
You go ahead and take it, man.
You brought it in, so go ahead.
All right. Why do I play games?
You want to play games, motherfucker?
Exactly. he's going to bring me in. So, okay, I've been playing since the Atari 2600.
God.
That was the first system that was bought for me, but it was a struggle. It wasn't easy because I played the Intellivision system first. That was a hand-me-down from somebody in the family. I couldn't track who. I tried, but nobody answered quick enough. But I had an Intellivision. I had an Intellivision system, and that was my first gaming system. And I played a little bit. I was kind of like, it's okay, you know, the paddles, whatever. Then I told my mom, listen, I want an Atari. My mom was like, hell yeah, I'll get you an Atari. And my father was like, no, no Atari, no video games. That's a waste of time. Oh. He shouldn't do any of that stuff. So my mom was like, you know what? I'm going to get it, and we're going to play. And I said, what do you mean we're going to play? She says, yeah, I'm going to play. So my history in gaming dates back. Player two was my mom.
Wow.
Through my early years of gaming, player two was my mom. So Contra, Akari Warriors, all those multiplayer, all those co-op games, because everything was couch co-op, obviously. All those two-player games was my mom. She was always player two. Mario came out, when we got a Nintendo, she was Luigi. All those games, man, she was my player two. Because I had friends, you know, my friends didn't really play video games. They were kind of like, they just got it because it was in. Right. I was like, hey, video games are kind of in. Let's just get a system and just kind of have it there. And I had a buddy of mine who had like the Nintendo that came with Rob the Robot. Remember that one?
He's in Smash.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, he had that. So I would go over his house and play that. I would play track and field with the mat. I would play the power
with
glove.
The mat? Oh, yes. Yo, yes. American Gladiator, son, with the mat. Yo, that shit was hard.
Yes. And then he had the power glove, which was crazy with Punch Out. That was like the first kind of move, quote unquote, peripheral that had ever been out there at home.
I didn't care for that, honestly.
It was weird. A power glove was weird.
It was very weird.
But you know what? Playing Mike Tyson's Punch-Out was fun. It was fun. We didn't know what the hell we were doing, but it was fun. So gaming kind of, for me, became an art form because I'm an artist as well. I'm a musician. I'm a drummer. I play keyboard. I do things like that. So I view games as art. People make these games. They create them. They express their emotions, their thoughts, their morals, their ideas through these games. And I picked up on that, and I was like, not only do I like games, but I was always fascinated by the behind the scenes of the game. Like, who made this game? What inspired them to make this game? How much did it cost? How does a game get made, first of all, you know, going back even further? You know, right. And that's kind of like what I got into with gaming. So when I played throughout the years, I got, you know, I've had pretty much every system that was affordable to bring home besides the Neo Geo. I couldn't afford that. I've had pretty much every system, you know, from, you know, Atari, 7200, 7800, whatever, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, 64, GameCube, the Genesis, the 32, you know, Sega 32, the Dreamcast. I still have a Dreamcast. All these systems, I've had them all. And the
Sega CD?
Sega CD, yes, definitely. I forgot what game I was playing.
The Jaguar system?
I didn't have the Jaguar. I didn't get the Jaguar, though. Yeah, but I got the Sega Master System. I had the Sega Master System. I had so many systems, man. The Game Boy, Game Boy Color, you name it. All those systems. The Atari Lynx, remember that? I don't think everybody remember that. You guys remember that? Mm-mm. It was Atari's portable system. It was in color. Wow. It was nuts.
Yeah.
Old school. Nuts. Was there a Game Gear by Genesis? Sega, they had one? Game Gear, I had that.
Yep.
Man. I mean, I went back, but I think it wasn't only the escapism from video games. I just thought the interactivity, the stories, as I got older and started playing the, you know, when I got into PlayStation 1, when I first booted up Resident Evil, which I mentioned earlier in past podcasts, that was one of the main games that really showed me, like, hey, they can actually make a game for me, like a genre for me, because that was the birth of survival horror, and that's my thing. Like, I love that, you know. Those are the games I love. Those are the games I'm terrified of playing these games, but I love the games, and it's such a great feeling, you know, accomplishing and finishing these games. So, like I said, the escapism, the technology, man, the tech always impressed me, which is why I got into building computers. You know, the graphics, obviously the sound, the gameplay, the mechanics of a game, you know, things like that. As the years went by, I started really getting interested in that aspect of it, which is, again, why I built my PC, and I really wanted to try high-end gaming and what it was like to play games at their peak, which is usually PC will always be ahead of consoles no matter what. And
maybe
that's what
the Bentley.
Yeah, I mean, that's game. And you know, I spent a lot of money on my PC, and because I wanted to experience gaming in a new way, and before I started playing on PC, I never thought it would be possible until I went to a friend's house. He showed me GTA 5 on his PC, and I was blown away. I was like, games can look like that? Games can run like that? Like, I have this game at home. I play it every day. But when I come to your house, it looks like a brand new game. It looks like a completely different game. How is that possible? You know, so that kind of brought me towards that end of gaming. But at the end of the day, man, gaming to me, like I said, is art. It's all about art. I mean, like I said, I don't play many games that I don't like. I'm very selective on my games. I've been playing games for a very long time. I'm 42 now. So I've been playing games for a long, long time. So every time these trailers come out or something, I kind of know if it speaks to me. Gotcha. When I see a trailer, when I see E3, that's why I love E3 and PAX and all these shows. They show me a trailer, I'm like, boom, I'm getting that game. I already know. I don't need to see any more. When they announced Last of Us 1, the first Last of Us, when they gave me the scenario of what's going on, I'm like, survival horror, you know, all these monsters, I'm in. Don't show me any more. I'm good. You know, and that became one of my favorite games of all time.
New name for Lex. New name, the Game Whisperer.
There you go. The Game Whisperer.
Hell yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot, actually. That's interesting. Hold on to that. I like that.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, man, and here I am now. Like, I've always wanted to do a podcast about gaming. This is like a dream come true. And I think everything's come full circle because now I get to
cry.
No, because now I you know, I, like I said, I don't have many gaming friends. Most of the people I hang out with, I know, are either musicians, you know, the sports, and, you know, they'll watch movies and they'll sit there and binge watch a show. But when I talk about video games, they're like, what, Mario? You still play Mario?
I'm like, lost in the sauce.
Yeah, like, no, why
they always instantly bring up Nintendo?
Because that's the last time they played.
Right.
My dad's the same way.
That's when they were kids.
What are you doing, playing video games? You're always on that damn Nintendo. I'm like, Dad, that's years ago, all right?
Because that's
Pokemon.
When you're
always on that Pokemon.
Yeah, because that's when they stopped. That's when they played, and that's when they stopped playing. They stopped. While games got better, they weren't even involved. Games supersede any form of entertainment right now. There's nothing. Everybody wants to be in games. Celebrities, musicians, you name it. Like, gaming is it. You know what I'm saying? Gaming is it. Nobody can tell me any different. Gaming is it. So, yeah. So now doing a podcast about gaming, it's like now I can actually, I know people. I can talk to you guys about gaming without like blowing somebody's head away when I start talking about frame rates and graphics and controllers and sequels and, you know, developers. You know, you guys actually.
How I deal with the shit. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
I never would've thought.
Exactly. So we do this, and this is where it's at, you know. So yeah, so that's kind of like, it's come full circle, like I said, guys. And I'm glad I get to talk about gaming with you guys because, you know, it's cool, and it's four of us, so that's like perfect for me. You know,
we get to be more in the gaming universe, get to put our stamp in the gaming culture.
Yeah, we have a voice now.
Right.
You know, and that's it.
All right, cool, I'm not gonna lie. I've definitely looked at video games a lot different since doing this and playing games and talking with y'all. Before, it was just playing the game. Now, I do look into it a little more in depth.
Right.
And I've also broadened my horizons. So,
as long as you're having fun. Yeah, man. As long as you're having fun and you know, and playing different things and experiencing good things, you know, just getting that experience, then... Yeah, man, that's what it's about. That's what we want to do, not only for our listeners, but for ourselves.
Right.
You know?
Straight up.
Yeah. Sheesh. I'm going to just assume it's me. It's me?
Yeah, I was going to say, you want to go?
Yeah.
It's whoever want to go, man.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
It's all you, son.
Let's get it.
Trying to learn here.
So, all right.
Get your cookies. Get your milk, man.
What?
Relax.
I'm about to get a napkin, man. So why do I play video games? Like, why do I game? Why do I do it now? Why did I start? I don't have like a crazy like origin story when it comes to video games. I was really just, first of all, I wasn't brought up on video games at all. I was brought up a Disney baby through and through. One of my role models to this day, my sister, was Disney'd out. She's at Disney as we fucking speak, to be honest with you. Not even lying. Yeah, no, she's at Disney right now.
What, she had the after hours shit? The extra shit?
Well, she got the passes, so, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
Man. Yeah, the parks are open till like 9 o'clock when they do the fireworks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm losing my mind. My bad.
Right, so I grew up Disney babied out, but I began to consume video games just by watching like my brother play. He's a lot older than me, so he was playing shit that I couldn't even fathom at the time. That Spider-Man game, like I mentioned in the episode, in one of the prior episodes, I was watching him play that. I watched him play a bunch of PlayStation 1 classics. Me, myself, has never owned a system of my own until later generations. It's always been shared within the household, you know. So I wasn't too big into video games as a child. It wasn't something I was brought up on. But where it really did come through for me was around PS2 era. When PS2 released, and I say it like that because technically it's my era. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm only 22. You know, PS2 is probably a lot of 22-year-olds' first gaming console. So, PS2, and I pretty much use gaming as, I mentioned this also in a prior episode, the Western versus Japanese RPG, the word abnegation. Yep. I pretty much used video games as a way to release myself of this world of, you know, the things going on, the real life shit, even though at the time it was just kid shit. But, you know, just things like shit hasn't always been too sweet at the crib, you know, things like that. And I feel like video games really pulled through for me when it came to moments like that, moments where I just wanted to be by myself, to myself, and just escape to a whole nother realm. And I feel like video games done it for me every time, and to this day it still does it. My track record of friends to this day, if video games weren't involved, I'd be looking at, I don't even know, shit, maybe my best friend Vic. I didn't meet him on video games. That'd probably be it. Video games has started up so many relationships for me, so many friendships, especially with like online play when that started being a thing. Met people from out of state. I visited people from out of state. They came, visited me, built lifelong relations over a headset. Something that you wouldn't even think is possible, you know. Something that could be looked at as weird is just, This is where I belong, and for a long time, I always tried to hide what I really was. Like in high school and the end of middle school, I really just tried to like be something I wasn't. And I'm starting to realize a couple years ago that like this is my people. Like I belong here, and I regret not embracing it earlier. Hearing right. Lex, you know, give his little take on why he games. It's like, yo, if I would have embraced, you know, my nature that early, I feel like I could have been a lot more well versed in the whole video gaming thing. But video games have always pulled through for me. Everybody I know now is either based off video games or based off anime. Just common interest.
Right.
Yep.
I think a lot of what I play was influenced by anime, and a lot of anime was influenced by the type of games I like to play.
Actually,
so that kind of went hand in hand.
we started talking because of anime. That was our common,
yeah,
our common conversation. We just, because we would work, we would be there, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, you like anime? Oh, you like anime? And boom, we just started talking about anime.
Yeah,
right. That's how it started.
Yep, and I've always been like, I always tell my people, you know, the boys I go smash on Wednesday. Pause.
Whoa.
I always tell them like, yo, I came up different from y'all, man. Like, y'all was playing Mario Kart and shit when y'all was six. I was playing Final Fantasy. You know, like, right. It's two different type. Like, I didn't play. I wasn't on Nintendo like that. I wasn't on none of those, like, none of those childhood games. Super Mario, you know, things like that. I was on Dragon Quest, Final Fantasy.
Yep, me too.
Shit like that. Menu based strategy, turn based. I don't know why. I don't know why I was attracted to it, but that's pretty much who I am now, and I fully embrace it now. But I pretty much play. If I was to give you a summarized answer today, why do I play video games? I feel like I continue to play because I owe it to video games for being there when I had nothing else. That's why I continue to play to this day.
There you go.
Damn, shit getting real. Bro.
In these streets, man. Content connoisseurs, man.
That's right. That's right.
Get out here.
I haven't even gone yet. I'm about to cry.
It's hardcore, man.
Y'all getting a piece of all of us today, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you what.
Sheesh.
So I guess that's sliding up into my shit, huh?
Yeah,
my turn?
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's all you.
All me. My turn. Why do I play games? Why did I start playing games? Why do I continue to play games? It's pretty crazy listening to Lex and Biggs. Because my story is collectively both of theirs combined in some way or another. So I don't know if this is starting some sort of pattern on how people start to play games. If it's similar for almost everyone. So I'm already looking forward to see what Trav has to say. But me, it got really big. I guess if I'm going to put front, middle, and back to my story... it really started to hit hard in the middle part. But to go to the beginning, I'm not going to go into depth because Lex already kind of, you know, with the naming of the systems and all that stuff. But I did have an Atari as well. I started way back then as well. that was our first system. My parents also played. My dad loved playing Asteroids. And there was some weird racing game where it was like literally just lines on the screen and you just turn this controller left and right and that was it. But it was so much fun. You know, back then it was like just so simple, these games.
Yeah.
They were still challenging, but just the concept of them was just really simple. We played, there was what, those little Tiger handheld games?
Oh, yeah.
That took the batteries. I had a whole brick of those freaking games. Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, racing games. But it was like a green... Basically, it was like a... I don't know if Game Boy was first or that, but it was kind of around it. It was just a green screen that you were looking at. It was around the same time, right? Yeah. So, I played those a lot. One of the systems that Lex did mention, which I'm pretty sure he said it, because I'm pretty sure I brought it up, was... Panasonic 3DO. Me and my brother had we had that a lot too.
Short lifespan on that one.
Basically,
I never heard it.
Basically it was just me and my brother was very big into sports, so we played baseball when we were younger, and but when we were home it was playing with our toys. We had a huge imaginations, you know, all the Ninja Turtles, the Voltron dolls, and He-Mans, and the wrestling guys, and all that shit.
And they were action figures, not dolls.
Action figures.
Action figures, there you go.
My bad.
don't call them dolls.
But we did have video games. So back then, even though we played it, it still wasn't like huge to us, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
We had the Nintendo, we as it, as the... the consoles and the games progress, you know, we slowly progressed with them. I mean, we weren't first day out going to buy them and stuff like that. You know, we were young, so of course when our parents were ready to buy it for us, that's when we got it. But we were more into sports back then. Moving forward a little bit, when we moved to Florida from New York back in 96, unfortunately, my parents was having a very, they were having a hard time. They wound up getting a divorce. You know, they were having some marital issues. I think I was 13 or 14 at the time. So that was a really rough time for me. I know I mentioned this before, you know, moving down here, going straight into high school, dealing with all that shit. I didn't have very many friends, so all I had was my brother. And all we had was video games. You know, we would just play video games. We did still play sports. Me and him played roller hockey. Not necessarily together, but, you know, same league, same places and stuff like that. We did a lot of rollerblading together. Every Friday, our mom would take us to Blockbuster and rent us two video games for whatever console we had. It was probably PS1. I'm almost certain it was PS1. And, at night we would go to the skating rink and we'd skate, and then the rest of the weekend we just play video games. And it was just always me and him. It was always a battle. And that's where my true competitiveness started to really sprout. And if you really know me, like if you walk to my wife and goes, "Is your husband competitive?" She'd be like, "Competitive? Oh, Jesus." Because everything I do is just super competitive. I want to win. No one ever wants to lose. No one ever wants to come in second place. You know, that's just always been what I strive for. And when I played my brother, we had multiple systems. And we'd have what we called game system tournaments. And we would literally line up all our systems. And we would each pull out like 5 or 10 games for each system. And we would sit there and we would battle each game. We would come up with rules to find out who would win. So, like, let's say we're playing a fighting game, best out of three. If we're playing sports game, obviously whoever won the game won the game. We were even using games like Sonic, be like, okay, who can beat this stage the fastest? Let's see who dies first. Let's see who can beat the boss the quickest. You know, it was shit like that. We would come up with stuff like that, and it was just very competitive between me and him. And like Big said, playing video games, especially through that time, was somewhat of a mind eraser or mind number. It took me away from the real life shit that my parents were going through. My mom trying to freaking raise two teenage boys all of a sudden, and just everything that was going on. It eased us, and I know it kind of eased my mom, because she knew we were in a room playing and we didn't have to see how she was feeling, you know? So at that point, it just hit a little different, and we just kept playing games because that was the only thing, besides obviously playing hockey, you know, and going to school. That's just what we did to pass the time. And then as time progressed, the games got, you know, PS2, PS3, PS4. Next thing you know, my brother got his own system, and he's in his room, and I'm in my room, and we're yelling at each other back and forth, playing the same game or different games and stuff like that. And, for a while there, it was just me and him, and all we had was video games. And then when he decided to move away, I'm not gonna lie, that was a little hard time for me, because a lot of games that we grew to love to play, like certain racing games or fighting games or sports games, got boring to me because I had no one to play with. You know, my mom didn't play that shit, and So at that point, I kind of had to change directions in the type of games that I played. And that's when I started playing more campaign-based games, story-based games. And then at that moment, it just became me immersing myself in those worlds and those stories. And if it really caught my attention and it, you know, kept me emotionally invested, then I just kept playing it. And that was it. So leading up to the back end of the story, I pretty much play games now because, again, as Biggs and Lex said, a lot of my friends that I have now are from video games, and I have a huge following on the PlayStation that I could literally every day turn on the PlayStation and decide, let me look at all these chats that are available. What game do I want to play based on who's in what's chats?
Yeah, you do low-key have a group for every game. You can just pick what game do I want to play. I already got three guys on each game.
And that's what it is. I'll look at the chats and be like, all right, there's only one on here. There's two on here. A bunch of my cousins are on this one. Okay, I already promised this person I might play this game today. I have people hitting me up. Yesterday, on my way home from GameStop, Felix text me, yo, you on Destiny? I'm like, nah, bro. I'm in my car driving home. Like, I got people hitting me up just to see what game I'm on and stuff like that, you know? So now it's just a family type thing, you know? And I don't know. I just love the interactions. And same thing, like what Big said, is I know a lot of people all over the U.S., all over the world. I game with people in Australia. I got a lot of people that I game with in Canada. I've met a bunch of my gaming friends. I played Call of Duty with friends for 9 to 10 years and then met them up when I went to Vegas. We hung out. I got friends that come down sometimes my 4th of July barbecue. They've come down for the weekend and they've hung out. I've had gatherings and another group of friends would come down. Like, anytime we get a chance to meet a group of friends, and it's funny because we would try to use each other's names. It just doesn't sound right. We literally call each other face-to-face by our gaming tags. So when my boy Gemini, his gaming tag is Gemini, his name's Brian, I met him in Call of Duty and Destiny. We both played Call of Duty and Destiny. He came down from South Carolina, or North Carolina, wherever Charlotte's at, North Carolina. He came down from North Carolina, hung out for a weekend, because I was like, yo, we were just bullshitting on the game like 2 weeks prior, and I'm like, he heard me talking to someone about setting up like a little birthday barbecue thing for my wife. And he goes, yo, what are you doing? And I told him, I'm like, yo, it's my wife's birthday. I'm going to have a bunch of people over here. I'm going to barbecue this and that and this and that, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, you know what? I haven't taken a vacation in a while. You think it'd be cool if I came down and hung out the weekend? I'm like, fuck yeah, bro. I got a spare room. You can come down. And I never met this dude, but you build these huge relationships that you actually gain trust in them too. You know? And he actually drove all the way down from North Carolina in his Roush Mustang. And that Friday, me and him went to the racetrack. The very first time I ever drove a car down the quarter mile strip, and I live, eat, sleep, bleed, drink fucking drag racing since I was born, was with my friend who I played Call of Duty with for 10 years that I met for the first time that drove down from North Carolina.
That's what's up.
We went to the drag strip and raced each other's car, raced against each other in our cars. That's when I had my blue WRX. That was like 6 years ago. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know, now it's just friends, good laughters, good stories, enjoying time, and just, you know, that's just why I play games. It's
the connection.
It's fun. Yeah, connections. It's frustrating, especially in fucking Call of Duty. No, maybe stop.
Sheesh. We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Damn.
But yeah, summarize, it's just a mind filler to, you know, just great interactions, great stories, great times, you know? Like that laugh me and Big will have forever now on
World War Z? On World War Z.
Just randomly, you never know what's going to happen, man. Some crazy shit's going to happen. And then all of a sudden, we have something to talk about, you know?
My God, on World War Z. from I-4 to the sidewalk on his face.
Yo.
Yeah, that video is still in my mind, and I wasn't even dead.
Oh, that shit was hilarious, yo. So
damn, those are good.
Trav, what you got?
Man, I don't know. I know where to start, man. I guess I'll start from the first interaction with a video game. I think I've mentioned this before. My first video game, it was probably around 95, 96, was Doom. My dad brought home a computer one day, set it all up, and he had like this weird little disc, and you had to use DOS. You boot up DOS, and it had like a list of games, and first game I picked was Doom, because that's the only one that kind of stuck out to me. I'm like, Doom? You know, what is this? You know, so Doom was like the first game that I was like hooked on, and it wasn't even the full version. I don't know if you guys remember back then, but like they gave you like a freeware. That's what they called it. And you literally had to play the game. Once you got to a certain point in the game, like a big 1-800 number would pop up and be like, call this number to unlock the rest of the game. You know, unfortunately, you know, my dad wasn't having that. You know, there was no extra money to be going out to for video games at that time. And then unfortunately, my dad and my mom, they ended up splitting up. So then me and my mom, we moved down south to Palm Beach. And, you know, video games wasn't really that, you know, the PC game wasn't really something I wanted to do by myself. You know, something I did with my dad, you know. So I remember as a kid, you know, my mom used to take me to these little like family get togethers. And she took me to one of her like coworkers or old friend's house. They was having like a party one night. And, you know, it was full of adults. And I was like, damn, there's no kids here. And, you know, one of the ladies like, oh, my son and all his friends are in the room. Just go and knock on the door and they'll let you in. And I was like, all right, cool. So, you know, I'm probably like 6-7 years old. I knock on this door and the room is packed. I mean, it's full of, at the time, you know, I'm a little kid. These are probably like teenagers, high schoolers. And that room is packed full of kids on the bed, on the floor, in front of this small little square fat-ass TV playing Mortal Kombat on the Sega Genesis. And I'm like, what? Oh, and they just passing the controllers around, giving out ass whoopings. I'm seeing fatalities, all this nut shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
How old were y'all?
I'm like, I'm probably like 7 years old at this time. Because I'm in elementary.
Damn, y'all.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm a young boy, you know, whoa. So let's just say I sat there, watched all this. The controller never came to me. You know what I'm saying?
Sheesh, yeah.
It was sad.
It all makes sense now.
The controller never came to me.
Why you recommended GTA 5 to a 12-year-old?
Oh, my God. I remember that.
It's like 12. He's too old.
I remember that. I really remember that.
He's too old for GTA. He's 12. He's too old.
So many callbacks. I remember that.
So, of course, you know, with being in a new environment, being down south, I ended up getting a new barber, which was in a flea market. And one day I saw a bunch of kids and they were like, hey, mom, can we go to the arcade and all this stuff? And I'm in the barber like, arcade? There's an arcade in the flea market? I'm like, no way. And sure enough, there's a small arcade in the flea market back in the cut. Like, you had to go past the little food market. Back in the cut, there was a arcade. And the first game everybody's lined around, Mortal Kombat. Again, it comes to me. I'm like, oh my God, this is the game they were playing in that room. You know, of course, I had to get some quarters. Of course, I got my ass beat in that arcade many a times. But every time I would go get my hair cut on the weekdays, I would ask for quarters to just go play that game. My mom would literally leave me at the flea market, go get her nails done, and I'll be in the arcade for hours while she getting her hair and her nails done, just playing Mortal Kombat. You know, I didn't really get into, you know, my mom didn't really, you know, she by herself, she didn't really have funds like that for consoles or anything like that. I still had that PC, but I mean, I wasn't really, I would boot up Doom here and there, but the arcade was, I think I was the last generation actually to like have that arcade experience, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Because Big said, I never heard Big said he ever been in an arcade as a kid, you know, like that, you know, on like a weekly basis.
Nope.
You know, that was a weekly That was a Saturday. That was a Saturday. That was my Saturday. Yeah,
that was the place to be at. Definitely.
You know. Oh yeah. I met a bunch of interesting kids in that arcade. Yeah. Bullies, everything you name it, I've met them in that arcade. And then one year, I think I spoke about this in the Christmas episode. I was shocked. I got a PlayStation 1. This is around, 2001, 2000? Got a PlayStation 1, the small joint. You know, I didn't even know they even made the PlayStation like this. And, boy, man, that's when I really got into my gaming bag, man, with Tony Hawk and all that. You know, at that time, you know, my brother and me and Judd, that was the couch. You know, we on the couch playing these games in and out. Before, I want to say, in middle school, high school, middle school, I got an Xbox. You know, I got an Xbox because of Halo. You know, I had a choice. It was either PlayStation 2 or Xbox, but I've seen Halo, and I wanted that Halo bad, so... Hey, if you wasn't there, man, you wouldn't understand.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listen. Xbox had the four ports in the front. I had all four controllers, man. I had the neighborhood.
Yeah, man.
There.
I remember
we was
that.
Rocking. We was
that,
rocking.
That breakaway
yeah, PS,
cable.
Yeah, PS2
that
ain't
breakaway
have that.
Cable.
PS2 only had the two slots.
Yeah, I had one official Xbox controller and a whole bunch of knockoff of Fire cat.
Yeah, that cat.
Mad cat.
Yeah, that cat. I remember that.
Nyko.
Right. And then unfortunately, you know, we did another move. We ended up moving north to Port St. Lucie. And at that time, my Xbox took a crap. You know, it stopped working like it was supposed to. Stopped reading the disc. And at this point, I'm in high school now. So... You know, of course, you're high school, you're going through puberty, so video games pretty much took the back burner for me. You know, I kind of like left it alone. I'm like, who cares about this? So Xbox came and went, 360 came in the picture. I didn't care nothing about it because I was outside doing other things probably shouldn't have been doing. But, you know, young teenager shit, you know, parties, you know, girls, you know, should have been doing my homework, but I was out there doing other shit. A little bit after. Then after that, high school's over with, you know, start getting into college and shit. And then I end up losing a couple of my friends in the same year. So I'm like, man, this ain't that, you know. So at that time, I'm like, 360's on sale. I can get the Elite when it got the Xbox 360 Elite. Got the Halo again. Got the GTA. Got all the games, and I was like, I was hooked. I was back in there. I was hooked back on video games, and I just like, as I grew as a young adult, I just kept with the video games just because of other things happening outside, you know, just other noise, other bullshit in my life. I always could come home, put on a true crime or something or GTA, and just let out all that on the video games. Put on Fight Night. You know what I'm saying? Everybody remember those fight nights, man. That boxing game, man. That was cold, you know. And then, you know, I moved up here to Orlando. Of course, I skipped over, you know, getting the PlayStation 4. But, you know, I always kept it, like I said, I always kept the gaming as a constant. And, you know, shit. The PlayStation 4 has been in my life now since the release. And I'm like, you know what? I ain't going nowhere. I'm staying in this video game life. You know, now we even started this podcast. Now I'm definitely in this video game life. You know, this is the life for me. You know, all that other extra shit, y'all might think it's cool. That shit ain't cool. Telling y'all that right now, kids, if y'all listen to this, if y'all like video games and y'all want to chill, play the video games and chill. You know, all that extra shit ain't gonna get you nothing. You know, so video games in a weird way kind of like saved my life in certain aspects.
Hell,
you know,
because
instead of being outside when I shouldn't have been outside, you know, it was like, oh, shit, true crime coming out. Let me go get that and beat that. You know, it was certain shit like that, you know, kept me. And, you know, it keeps me good. You know, I'm in Orlando, didn't really know too much people when I first moved up here. But, you know, the PlayStation kept me in contact with all my friends from down south and up north and family members. So, you know, I use the PlayStation as like a get together with my old friends, you know. And now I got new friends from you guys and you guys' extended friends on the PlayStation. So, you know, that's pretty much why I play, you know. Just it keeps me, just like that word Big says, you know, that's definitely what it is for me. You know, instead of picking up a bottle and drinking, I'd rather pick up the sticks, you know.
Sheesh, abnegation.
Straight up.
Yeah, it's a community, bro. Like, at the end of the day, it is a big community.
Yeah.
It's a family. Yep. It's like, I think that's their intent as well. I mean, yeah, they want to put out video games, but I think it's really to build what we're talking about right now.
Right.
Like, I think we're proving these guys right.
Yeah, and I'm a big tech nerd, man. I'm a big video game nerd, man. It's been in me my whole life. You know, I kind of shied away a little bit here and there, but it's always been there. Like, when I was at school in high school and I wanted to talk about, damn, did y'all see what the new 360 is going to do? I had nobody to have those conversations with because nobody I was hanging out with gave a damn about video games. As far as it went for them, it was like, oh, I got a video game. I got one game over there. Shit, if we can't go outside, y'all want to play a little not 2K, but, you know, most of them was fighting games and shit like that. But, you know, now it's PlayStation, man. We here, man. PS and BS, man.
Yes, community. Sir.
Connected.
Yes, sir.
So, just to sum it up, PlayStation gaming, this is me now, man. This is what it should have been for a long time, man. We here.
That's very, very well said. Very well said. I'm going to go ahead and clap it up for all of us.
Yeah, man.
Some good shit. I didn't know Steels had a fucking Brian and Dom moment on the racetrack over some video games.
Well, I felt when he said that story, I felt like him and his friend was like staring at each other.
Yeah, that's what I thought about.
Down the lane.
The see you again. The see you again video. That's what I thought about. That's exactly what I thought
about. I actually still have the video of that race.
Oh my god.
I'll show you tomorrow at work.
Holy shit. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. All right, well.
You don't let memories like that go, man.
True.
Hell yeah, yeah. Straight up.
Very true.
No lie, man.
Very true. Very true. Lex, I believe it is us.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think it's time.
It is time.
Somebody do it.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. It's that time. Live. Ooh. From PS and BS Studios, Big Elite News. Bring it in.
Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind. Stop
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Stop
thank
it. You. Keep going. Keep going.
Helga,
keep
sit going. Your ass down.
Yo,
I'm tired of saying this every week.
Calm down on Helga. Calm down on Helga, man. She's been here since the beginning.
She keep looking at Lex.
Yeah, for real. She picture him with his shirt off.
Yeah. Oh, she's like, damn, now I'm gonna get that bull.
Right, she walked that bull, man. If y'all know what the logo looked like, Lex is the logo.
Oh yeah. Oh, they see him. They see him on the IG. They see him and they're fucking terrified. They don't know what to think.
Think about the picture of Lex on the IG. It literally has headphones on, just like he's doing the same pose.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little,
oh my god.
You're kidding me. You're kidding me.
Oh my god.
The picture's in black and white. It's grayed out.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Yep. No, seriously. That's really what it is. All right, y'all boys.
Wow.
I got a couple of DLC update news for y'all. I'm going to kick it off with Dragon Ball FighterZ. Season 3 recently got announced.
Well, damn.
Season 3 of the FighterZ Pass starts February 28th, and they're kicking it off with Kefla, Caulifla, and Kale, the fusion. The one that everyone had a problem with in the show, but she quickly became a fan favorite despite of that. She's joining on February 28th. She's going to kick off Season 3, and they also announced, out of nowhere, Ultra Instinct Goku for spring of 2020. So, the first two characters of the 5-character fighting pass for Dragon Ball FighterZ have been announced, starting February 28th. They also changed a couple of mechanics and the UI and stuff like that for the game itself, but I'm not going to go too deep into that. But all of that changes gets applied on the 28th. So, Dragon Ball FighterZ Season 3. I'm gonna be indulging.
Every time I hear Kefla, I think that that episode during a tournament when Goku rides.
Yeah, that damn, yeah, yeah. With the Kamehameha. Yeah, with the Kamehameha.
Just rides up, and spins. And then she looks up and she's like, oh shit.
Yeah, because she's in her face.
And he just point blank. Pow!
Yeah, boy, that shit was in her face. Pow! Yeah.
Yo, that's, to me, that's the greatest fucking moment in all of Dragon Ball right now.
And that's what happened. That's why they knew that it was impactful because they put it in different camera angles. They knew. Yes! Yeah, they knew that that was a big deal. They
put it in camera angles. I rewound that shit so many times.
Like, yeah. Yo. Yeah, they went crazy.
When we stop recording, I gotta watch it again before I go to bed just for, oh, just my for
hell. Sheesh. Well, check me out, Steels. Also, Call of Duty Modern Warfare Season 2 and Battle Pass 2. More weapons, more maps, more modes, more gunfight, more ground war. Free. February 11th. It is already out, y'all. So go ahead. Steels, yes, I know you buckled up on that Battle Pass.
Yes, I did.
Sheesh, you swiping the card for Call of Duty? You're back at it? Sheesh.
I hate to say it. I've come full 360. It is what it is.
Wow. Wow, wow. Okay.
Man. Oh, sheesh. Shit.
We got also Dead Cells has a new DLC called The Bad Seed. It brings two new levels with bosses, and it's kind of designed to like shake up the runs for some of those people that are just at this point speed running the game. They're kind of just trying to shake it up a bit for them. But what really intrigued me, why I decided to include this in the episode, is I've never played this game, by the way, but I saw the trailer.
It's a good game, man.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for the Bad Seed DLC. And it's insane. Like, it's an animated trailer, like a cartoonish kind of animated trailer, but it's insane. Like, it's kind of fucked up. I don't know. Yeah, I don't even know how to describe it.
That's how weird. That's how the cutscenes are. When it has it, they're like that. So,
right.
No, it's a fantastic game, man.
Right.
Fantastic game.
Also, we have Monster Hunter World Iceborne getting two new monsters. I feel like this expansion just came out, and they're already getting two new monsters in March. The Raging Brachydos and the Furious Rajang. You know, they got weird ass names for these monsters.
Iceborne's actually been out for a minute.
Has it?
Yeah. I would say probably last holiday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the update Iceborne itself is not that new.
Last holiday as in the Christmas that just passed or Christmas before that?
No, it's been longer than the one that just passed.
Okay.
I would say in the middle of last year sometime.
September, I think. That's what's coming up for me.
Yeah. I don't know the exact date, but I mean...
September 2019.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
There you go.
There's that. Yep. Also, we got Rainbow Six Siege Operation Void Edge. They had a... It's kind of like a teaser. It's looking like a type of expansion for Six Siege, but they have like a full live event called the Six Invitational on Saturday, February 15th, streaming on Twitch. So to see the full reveal of that whole thing, Operation Void Edge, you want to check that out on Saturday. That's for Rainbow Six Siege. And last but not least, I have here the Division 2, Episode 3, Coney Island.
Yeah.
Yes, it takes agents to Coney Island in search of a cure to the virus that started it all. This free update is coming February 2020. Get it a week early with access with the 1 year pass. So people with the year one pass, Trav, you said they can play it right now, correct?
Yeah, they can play it right now. If you don't, just wait a couple of days next week and you'll be right there in the game. You know, that's the whole, I like that year one. You didn't have to get the year one pass, and you were able to still get everything in the game. You just had to wait 7 days, of course, after the initial release. But, you know, so I'm just waiting until next week. I mean, even though for me right now, it only cost me $11, but
right,
it's not really worth $11 if I just wait 3 more days or right, a couple true, more days.
Very true. Also, something that came out of the woodwork, also Division 2, the Warlords of New York expansion.
Sheesh.
Brand spanking new expansion, taking agents back,
yeah,
taking it back to where their mission first began.
We're going to go get him. You know who?
We're hunting down rogue agent Aaron Keener. We're going to put an end to his crusade against humanity once and for all.
This is nice and on a whole bunch of levels, man.
Going back to New York. Back to it.
The reason why I want to say that is two things stick out to me. One, I love the story and the direction that they're going with this, because the only time you've ever heard of a rogue agent was in the Dark Zone.
Yep.
So for them to actually give people that love to go rogue in the Dark Zone probably like an idol at this, you know, and for us to go against them even more gives us the juice on the Dark Zone aspect, because that's the one thing in Division 2 that's kind of been wishy-washy has been the Dark Zone, because they haven't made it valid to go there yet, you know. And the second thing I like is that they were literally radio silent about doing any expansions. You know, they literally was just saying, "Oh, episode 3 is coming soon. Episode 3." And we all know episode 3, it's not going to be much. It's going to be a couple episodes. And yes, it's in a new location.
Yeah, like a couple new missions, and that's it. Yeah.
And that's going to be it. That's what they've done for episode 1 and episode 2. So we knew that. But for them to be radio silence, and literally in one of the articles I read, a famous Division YouTuber actually went on a rant saying how Division 2 is going to die. This is it. They're going to put out episode 3 and that's going to be it. It's going to be that's it. And literally the day after he puts out that video, they announce freaking the Taken King of Division 2, pretty much. You know, this expansion. And not only that, we don't have long to wait. Usually you would see something like that and say, "Oh, okay, that's probably holiday." No, this is actually coming out in March, the beginning of March, which is in a couple weeks. So we don't even have that long to wait for that.
Yeah, that's how it's done, folks. That's how it's done.
I want that to be the new trend.
Yeah, you stay quiet. You stay quiet. You take care of, you handle your business, and then you announce something. You show us gameplay, and you say, "Hey, it's coming out this year, soon, whatever, imminent." You know, right. And that's how you get everybody excited. You know, imagine they announce this and they say, "Yeah, summer 2021. Are you kidding me?
Right. Yeah, nobody. Yeah. That's it.
That's it. The game would die. Yeah,
it would die right there.
Yeah, I feel like this will definitely revamp the game. And for everybody who doesn't own it, they're literally like giving it out. They're giving it out right now.
Right. It's definitely kind of like how Destiny 2 did. It's like it's not free. How they did free to play. It's not free, but it's damn near free. I think you can get a cheeseburger at McDonald's for $3. You can get this game for $3.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and also I don't know if you guys knew. I mean, I know you know because you watched the video and stuff. You don't even have to worry about being behind because you can kind of start how Destiny did it. You can start at level 30 because they were raising the level cap to 40. You can make a character and start at level 30 and be set for the new episode. And then you'll just be transported right back to DC after it.
Right. So, yeah, and that's one thing they made clear is that once you start the new expansion in New York, you have to finish the whole campaign and get to level 40 before you can return back to DC. So, and New York is 101, man. It's those Division's been one of those games that's the only one that could pull off these 101s. What I mean is that if you see the street in New York, that's the street in the game. It's one of one.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, they're not faking any areas. It's Manhattan. It's going to be lit, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even street names, they go that deep into detail. But, yeah, that's going to pretty much revamp the whole game. So I hope people who weren't on it the first year, they'll go ahead and jump on because it is so worth it. It is so deserving. But that's all I have for my update DLC news. Lex, we got releases?
Yes, we have releases. And they are promising.
All right.
So, out this week on PS4 Digital, we have The Adventures of 00 Dilly.
I need a button for somebody's getting sued.
Double O. Yeah. This is just a whole bunch of. All right, go ahead.
The ultimate crash test dummy comes to life. Help Dilly show off his skills while shooting him across the Grand Canyon with strange devices. Collect points, find treasure, and soar upward to the highest scores with Dilly. Yeah, they're getting sued.
What is that? Why did they call it 00 Dilly? Why didn't they just call it Crash Dummy Dilly? I'm thinking you're going to tell me, oh, it's agent undercover.
Yeah, 00 Doodle Bob. I don't know what he's talking about, man.
Yeah. So, anyways, out tomorrow, this is actually the game I recommend, guys. Little Valentine's gift for you gamers out there. Darksiders Genesis. I don't know if you guys remember the trailer.
Damn, that's actually come. Oh shit.
Yeah.
It's been on PC for a while. It's fantastic. It's like an isometric. It's like a top down type hack and slash. It's really good, guys. It comes out tomorrow. Darksiders Genesis. I think you play as Strife. He's a different type of horseman. He's not serious. He's more like
That trailer was funny as hell.
Yeah, he's different. One. And you also play. I think you play as War. In the game as well.
Yeah, because it's like a co-op.
Yeah, it's a co-op game. Yep, it's a co-op. It's great. It's great. It's a great game. That comes out tomorrow. Also out tomorrow, Dreams.
Yeah.
On PS4. If you can dream it, you can play it. Explore and play in an ever-expanding dreamverse bursting with games, music, art, and everything in between and beyond. Learn how to design your own games, animate, make music, and more with the easy-to-follow tutorial videos, and then share your ideas in an online social network of creativity. Dreams, guys. This is the one Trav's been waiting for.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking at a review right now on IGN. You know, we're not really big in reviews, but that boy already got a 9 on IGN, man.
There you go.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, man, they did it right. I told you guys in the past episode, they did it right with that beta for 3-5 years, you know, so they can capture all that content. So when they release, for people like me that don't really want to figure out how to build a game, just want to tinker around with other people's ideas and art, that's what I want to look at. That's what I like. You know, those things that intrigue me, so I can't wait to give that. And the games that they're pulling off, I watched some of the live streams. They're literally making games over. Like, I seen Ridge Racer, and I'm like, bro, that looks like Ridge Racer. You couldn't tell. Yeah. If they didn't have the little Dreams logo on the side, and I played it for you guys, you'd have been like, when is this game coming out? I'm like, bro, this is in Dreams. People made this.
I'd be curious to see somebody make the real 2K. So, wow.
Holy shit.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. I'm waiting for somebody to make a... I'm not going to lie. If anything, I would attempt to try to make like a Fight for New York-ish wrestling game in that game. Because it seemed like that game's so flexible, you could probably make whatever you want in it.
Right. So.
Well, there you go. Tomorrow. And as of this recording, tonight, you can play Hidden. Trapped in a mental asylum for the criminally insane, the only way to survive is to find the 3 keys to escape without being killed by other inmates. You have a flashlight, but turning it on at the wrong time will attract other inmates. Somebody's getting sued. So use it wisely. Will you get out and tell your story, or will you become one of them? I don't know who them is.
This is Last Out.
Yeah. Wow. Last Out. Yeah, somebody's getting sued.
Is that the last game you had?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that came out tonight.
That came out. I was like, wait a minute. As of this recording. Because there's one more game that I'm waiting for you to say. So go ahead.
Oh, well, hopefully I have it here. I'm just going off.
Go ahead.
That's fine. I'm going to do two more. On PS4 Digital, also out this week, Under Hero. Under Hero is an RPG platformer where the chosen hero has failed, and an underling of the evil king reluctantly takes his place as the new hero. Use timing-based combat to defeat enemies as you venture across the land, face off against quirky bosses, and save the Chestnut Kingdom from your own evil boss, Mr. Stitches.
Mr. Stitches? Mr. Stitches? Is that like a teddy bear?
I don't fucking know. It sounds like...
What the fuck is that?
I know Stitches. That was the dude that got... Stitches is the dude that got knocked out by the game's manager.
Why is Lex having a moment?
Yo.
Why is he having a moment?
I'm going to send you this picture, and it looks like these people couldn't make up what game, what cover they were trying to do. So they just put everybody's idea.
Here you go sending the cover art. Yeah. Is it going to be Autobahn?
Yeah, no, dude. Be that?
No. It looks like just they said, look, if you guys have ideas, Let's just do a collage for a game cover.
Holy shit.
Wow. Anyways, and last but not least, well, at least from my end, because Trav, you can probably jump in on the one because I'm. Oh, actually, no, my bad. There's two more.
Okay.
Very important. The Yakuza Remastered Collection.
Oh shit!
Is available.
That's right.
Is all available. Of them. All of them. We have Yakuza 3, Yakuza 4, and Yakuza 5. So now Yakuza 0 through 6 are now available on the PlayStation Store right now. You can download that right now.
Damn.
If you guys haven't played Yakuza series, it's fantastic, man. It's fantastic.
I never touched Yakuza before.
Dude, you'd love it. It's if you like that whole... it's like the Japanese version of GTA, man, but it's more focused. It's more focused on the story is just so good.
Yeah, and the little side what is it? Not side quests, but the little mini activities. Games that are
activities. Yeah.
That's the part that's like crazy to me, how many they fit in each of these games.
No, this is great. A great game, great dialogue, great the gameplay's fantastic. The story is great. They have 6. 0 through 6. So we have 7 technically. That's out now. Go play it.
Right.
I recommend it for sure. And I'll do this one, then you can jump in, Trav. I wanted to do this one because I'm interested to see if on a dare if you guys want to play this.
The unicorn. I'm thinking of.
The unicorn princess.
Oh, never mind.
I'm listening.
Explore the world on horseback and help the inhabitants of your village. Befriend Unica, the unicorn. That's original. While exploring the real world and the world of dreams. From your village, the dream world is just a step away. You're the only one who can help Unica save her world. That is confusing. So a lot of uses of world here.
Yeah. It sounds like Adventure Time.
They have 7 worlds in a paragraph.
Wow.
Okay. Go ahead, Trav.
I got one game. Just to be clear before I say the game, if the game comes out on the 18th, that means it's for this episode, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's next Tuesday, right? Yeah.
I believe so.
Yep.
So this game has been one of the games that I kind of like peek at here and there and be like, damn, that would be a cool game if I could get a couple guys to buy this game with me. But I really want to wait for the game to come out and see how it thrives first, though. And this game is Hunt Showdown. Has anybody heard of this game?
Nope. Never have.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
It's a PvPvE game.
Right.
You can go through it solo, duo.
You lost me at PvP.
It's there you PvPvE. Go. So player versus enemies. So there's people killing other people while there's enemies on the board. So it's kind of like
World War Z? Gambit from Destiny. Gambit.
So kind of like a Battle Royale kind of deal. But it's like a survivor horror kind of game. So you have a bounty, and you need to collect clues, kind of like Monster Hunter. You got to go around collecting clues to find out where the demon is or the ghost or whoever your monster you're tracking down. And as you're tracking them down, there's other teams doing the same as well, and they'll try to off you while you're trying to do your hunt as well. And then when you get to the final boss, the shit goes crazy. So... Hunt Showdown. I'm gonna put
that's
a
tomorrow.
Video in our little group chat. 18th.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. No, it's next week. Tomorrow? Sorry, next week. Next week. The 18th.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah. The
18th. I'm like I said, it's one of those games that I've been looking at. You know, survive and immerse fierce co-op competition. Hunt or get hunted. Play it solo in duos or trios. Collect your bounties and fight to escape with your life. You know, high risk, high reward, skill progression system, high tension gameplay.
I have a rant. About this game, but I'm not going to do it because.
Oh.
Okay, I'll do a short rant.
Yeah, go ahead. You played it?
No. This is why.
Okay.
When I first heard about this game, it's been in beta on PC forever. First off,
right? It's that's how I said. I've seen people play. Yeah. I've seen gameplay.
I love survival horror. You guys know this. The premise intrigued me. I'm like, what? A co-op survival horror game where you're hunting monsters? Awesome.
Right, that sounds crazy.
I am freaking in. But then.
Oh,
they had to throw in the other player.
PvP multiplayer. Oh.
They had to throw in that stuff because, you know, imagine you're hunting this monster and you busted your ass and you're like, bro, I'm good. I'm about to, and some fool just rolls up on you.
Dome shot. Man.
No, boom. Man. Oh. No. Oh, man. No, I can't handle that.
That's the part that makes me more feel like it's gonna give that more of that tense feeling when you're playing multiplayer of not being killed.
It's like, all right, hurry up, kill him before somebody run up. Hurry up,
exactly.
Hurry up.
Like it's gonna be one of those games that I hope they have like a trial weekend where we can give it a try, or if it comes out and it goes on the sale rack, we pick it up. Yeah, and just give it a try, man. Because that
play GTFO instead when it comes out.
Oh yeah, that's another one. That's in the same realm, and
way better.
Is that one actually coming out on PlayStation 4?
We'll see.
I don't know. I was gonna say, I think that's supposed to be only a PC game, but I do look out for those games, man.
If that comes out on PS4, guys,
something that's not coming out on PS4,
come out on PS5, man. How about
something that's not coming out on PS4 that I'm actually waiting for is coming out on PC. Thank God, Phantasy Star Online 2. Let's get it.
Oh, I love those games. I love those games.
I'm waiting on that. I never played one, but I'm looking for MMO. That's, you know what I'm saying?
I played it on Dreamcast. That was crazy.
Okay.
All right, that's it.
Yeah. Steels, how you feeling?
I'm about to fall asleep.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. You know what time it is, man. You got time for it?
You got time?
You got the energy?
I mean, I guess, yeah.
All right, man. Let it rock.
Do we have the time?
Throw another Fast and the Furious trailer.
We're already... Ready. This is already a movie. Yeah, this is already a movie. We just at this point, you just enjoy the show.
Saying. Wait. But which movie are we? The Irishman or Avatar?
Not Avatar. Hell no, not Avatar.
Hell no.
We're like the exposition of Avatar.
Watchmen?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
No, we're a little less than Watchmen. Like Friday the 13th.
Why are we saying it in movie terms? We're at an hour and 40.
Oh, that's Blockbuster Summer movie.
Yeah, that's BET. We have BET right now. We have Baby Boy. All right.
Okay.
Yay. Gotcha.
So we got time, Stills. We're gonna go ahead and knock this out. Hurry up. Spit it out before you fall asleep. No, I'm kidding.
Why are you canceling Valentine's Day, man?
Yeah.
I hate it. I know what the sprockets is. I hate it when podcasts go too long.
Hold up. I didn't decide to do no Valentine's shit.
Oh, sorry.
I got my little story.
Oh, yeah. The weird shit. Yeah.
The weird shit.
Yeah, that.
All right, get y'all.
So have you ever had that moment in your life where some really weird, strange shit happened, and you kind of just like freeze because your brain is trying to process what the hell is going on, and you don't know how to actually react to it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like seeing a ghost or something. Check this out.
Sure, if that's what it was. But that's not what happened here.
All right.
So, me and my wife are huge fans of New Orleans. We owe that to her parents. Her parents introduced us to that. I will actually be in New Orleans in about 2.5 weeks.
Okay.
So, I haven't been in about 5 years, but we went. This will be our sixth time going. The first time going, and it's weird because that was the first time. Some people would, once you hear the story, some people would probably be like, that'd be the last time. But anyway, so I got to tell you about New Orleans. If you've never been to New Orleans, it's different. It's a different slice of cake, bro. It's just completely different. It's like no other. I like going there because when you go there, you know you're on vacation. It's completely different. You can go to another city anywhere. I've been to Vegas, and it's like, okay, it's just another big city, except there's casinos, you know, nothing crazy. There are a lot of homeless people there, obviously, especially after the whole Katrina thing. The first time I went was fairly close to Katrina, so there was more, you know, homeless people around and stuff like that. Last time I went wasn't so much. You had more like beggars. There was people who who begged as like a job. It was kind of sad, actually. You can really tell the difference between the people who are really homeless and the people who just try to make money out over there. But so one day we're actually leaving. We're actually heading back to Florida. We stopped at a gas station and to get gas and whatever, use a bathroom before we actually get going. Now we're in a van, and my wife opens the door to the side of the van, hops out, and starts walking towards the convenience store. I am in the far left side, so you know I'm shuffling over the bench, you know, bench seat, going to go out, and I go to kick my legs out, and when I go to kick my leg out, one of my slides falls off of my foot, okay? But I'm still in the process of, like, getting out of the car, getting out of the van. It was a pretty tall van, you know, so somewhat sliding down the damn seat just to get out and stuff like that. Out of the fucking blue, out of the grass, out of the whatever you want to call it, this fucking homeless guy just comes out of the middle of nowhere, okay? And damn near catches my slide before it hits the ground.
We're now, trying to make a buck.
Hold on. So picture this. I'm sliding out of the van. Slide comes off foot. Barely hits the ground. Homeless guy picks it up. But he's cradling it. Like, oh, don't worry, man. I got you. Whoa, it's all right. Whoa. I saved your slide for you. And I kind of freeze, and I stop there, and I'm like, okay.
Just looking at his ass.
Thank you. Yeah, just staring at him, because he's just, like, kneeling there on the ground right now.
Oh.
And for a moment there, I don't know if he wanted to put the slide back on my foot for me, or if he was going to take it. Like
that's some Cinderella shit.
I just froze, bro. I'm like, I don't know how to handle the situation right now. And I just went, all right, sir, that's cool. You can just put it on the ground. I'll put it on myself. And he's like, all right, man. And he put it down mad slow and that's nice.
Hospitality, man.
And just put it on the ground. And then he kind of just stood there, and then he just turned around and started walking away. And I don't know, bro. That was just a weird, just the way it happened.
Did you tip him for his service?
When we pulled in, nah.
Damn, bro.
Listen. When we pulled in, there was no one there. We pulled into the pump, and there was no one there. All right? All of a sudden, this dude's diving practically to save my slot.
Y'all pulled up to the gas station from Resident Evil 2. That's the gas station. Whoa. Y'all pulled up.
Yo. Yeah. That was some weird shit, man.
Yes.
And he was like, all right, have a nice day. It was just weird. It was just a weird thing. I didn't know how to handle that situation. I really didn't.
I think you did the best you could, man.
He just looked at it like, all right, I guess. Thanks. I'll take care of that.
For a second. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know if he was going to dust it off or clean it or steal so it or he wanted to rub my feet.
He was waiting for you to be like, keep it. He was waiting for you to be like, just keep it, how man. Much for you this? Caught it. Keep it, man. Show
oh, he wasn't paying for it. It would have been. I mean, he had on two different size slides too. Like you can tell, he was homeless. Like he was just whatever's next available. I'm just grabbing.
I think he wanted to keep it, bro.
Grab that shit and start running. I'm just surprised he didn't take off. And then he just put it down on the ground, all nice and gently, like it was glass. And that's freaky. Away.
I'm trying to picture that, and it's really difficult.
Yeah, that's freaky as hell. I'm not gonna lie, I probably would have done the same thing you were doing though. I in moments like that, I'd just be freezing. Like, should I be doing something right now it's about like, this?
Okay, here you go. I just say
it straight up. I ain't got no money, bro.
Let's say you're leaving your house, right? And you don't expect anywhere to be on the door. Someone's coming up, about to ring the doorbell. But, like, you're talking to someone, and you kind of got your peripheral, and, like, your whole attention is kind of turned to the back, but while you're walking to the door because you know where you're going. And the second you open your door, you stepped into someone's face, and you're like,
It was like
that's
that.
That's exactly how it kind of was. It was just like, Door opened, cat walked out. I slid down, and this dude standing there holding my damn slipper and my slide in his hand.
Right, like he didn't even interact with her. Like he didn't even interact with her.
Yeah, I'm like, what straight do I for do you. Now? Help. Danger.
What the hell? Yeah, that is weird, actually.
Yeah, I don't have that weird shit happen to me, man. Weird. That's damn.
God damn.
I can't remember.
But I went back I went back four more times.
Oh, yeah, that was your first time. Yeah, that probably would have been it for me. I don't know.
That was the first time. But
love it there, man. Café du Monde.
I can't wait, son. A week and a half, I'm going to eat so many beignets.
Hell yeah, bro.
Beignets.
Beignets. Hit the muffaladas and the freaking gumbo and jambalaya. Oof.
You better go in, huh?
Oh, man.
He thinking about it. He about to call out. He about to call out a week ahead. He's like, you know what? I'm going an extra week. Let's get it.
Yo, man, I love going there too, man. There,
honestly, I wouldn't mind living there, or at least close enough to be there, be within a couple of hours.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been there enough times too, so I get it. But I definitely wouldn't move there. No, but I get it. I get
so
the
allure.
So it's
not necessarily, you know, a shaving of my sprockets, but it was just a weird thing. I told that story to my buddy Greg at work, and he was like, are you serious? And Devin was like, what the hell? And as Biggs walked up, he heard us reacting at the end. He just turned around and said, save it for the pod. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I was so, like, don't even repeat it. Just save it. I want to hear it on the podcast.
Just save it. Weird story, volume one.
Yeah. Shave Sprocket's alternative weird story.
Godly, man.
Wow. Hey,
I'll be there 2.5 weeks. I may have one afterwards.
Nice. Oh, damn. I didn't know he was going to be there that long.
Yeah.
Shit.
No, I'm going to be there in 2.5 weeks.
Oh, I thought you said you were going. Oh, okay.
No, I'm only going for like 4 or 5 days.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you looking for a job out there. Shit. 2.5 weeks.
Shit. I might be.
Shit. Hey man, we kind of went long, but you know what I'm saying? We here. We actually talked about a lot. So
hold on. I got one more thing to say before we hit this music. Hold on.
Okay, what's up?
There's one thing I just want to get off my chest, man. I didn't want to slip my mind, but you know, we lost somebody this week. I just want to go ahead and just say RP to that boy Bob, man. He's a good
definitely.
Guy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to that man.
Yep.
You know, we losing people, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. So that was one
that
of
was
the shockers
shocker.
Of last week.
Yeah,
so,
it really was a shocker.
Was a
I woke
shocker.
Up to y'all text.
I literally talked to him the day before at work.
Yeah,
it was insane.
Same here.
Same here.
We all do. He was a real good guy. I mean,
real nice.
The work was his life. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was part of his family, man. He had personal relationships with everybody. You know, so, you know, just RP to that guy, man. Bob, man.
Oh, yeah.
For the short time that I've met him or known him. You know what I'm saying? Always been up with me and always been a good guy in my book, man. So
definitely
that's where I want to leave it, man.
Yes, may his soul rest peacefully.
Yes, sir, man. Yep. So with all that, it's been another episode.
Oh, man. Yo, if y'all made it to this point right here.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
I was gonna say, if y'all made it to this point right here, you guys deserve to go follow the IG at PSNBSPOD.
There you
all
go.
Right? There you go.
We out of here.
Yeah.